Welcome back. We have Tim Alexander here, the Tim. Usually here on the third hour on Tuesday and Thursday. Next week, it'll be a little different. He'll be here on Wednesday, Thursday. And he'll be co-hosting with Jonathan Grant on Wednesday afternoon. Tim, what's the latest news and items? Do you have your blog up to date, or is it going to be updated?
No, I've been working on getting my audio back on, and the whole system crashed, but I've got lots of wiring problems here, so I'm working on that.
I'm going to be sarcastic and funny here. Is it a wiring problem or a cat problem?
No, it's a wiring problem. Knocked something loose, I guess, working on it. I was on the internet. I was getting ready to download update my blog. I'm very concerned about these reports that Trump is looking to establish safe zones in Syria. That comes from Netanyahu. That's the Russians are upset over that. It puts us in a potential combat situation with Russia.
You're an expert on the military issue here. Are you talking about safe zones being like a safe zone being an air cover safe zone where you can't bomb, or is that what you're talking about?
Why it could be dangerous? A combination, and we may have to send troops in and so forth. I think it's very, very important, and I love everything that Donald Trump's doing, but this is a big red flag.
You think he's getting the wrong advisors?
Look, Netanyahu is the leader of a foreign power.
Right.
And it's a tiny country that subsists on American goodwill and billions of dollars a year from the American tax dollars.
Right.
That's fine. We can continue to do that. But it should never be, as it has been many times in the past, the case of the Israeli tail wagging the American dog. We need to annihilate ISIS and put pressure on Saudi Arabia and the rest of these characters that are funding it and let them know that we will not tolerate that and put an end to this. The only government that the people in Syria want is the one they elected overwhelmingly.
It doesn't
matter if Netanyahu doesn't like Assad. It's a different country.
How about this? And I'll just modify it a bit. Okay, how about if the Donald, who always pivots on things, considers the idea that you've made this statement today, maybe he hears it or one of his advisors do, and they say, hey, how about the safe zones inside the territory that's currently controlled by Assad, that's not in internationally disputed areas, and then we can expand that later, because obviously they have to have some kind of treaty first, because the conflict is still continuing. Although the big cities of Aleppo and Mosul are soon going to fall in Iraq, we have to realize that the safe zone should be inside the current territory that's considered now under the control of Assad and his regime.
Exactly.
That to me would make sense. To say
in cooperation with the Syrian government.
The Syrian government.
But we don't need American troops in Syria.
No. In fact, my point is, one of the things that Trump has been very, very forward on is the idea we're not going to do regime change, we're not going to do interventions that are going to actually mire us into useless conflicts that are going to spend treasure and blood in order for us to so-called win a point for international finance. For example, you're probably aware of this, that the China Oil Company is the fifth largest oil refiner company in the world. It didn't exist before Gulf War I. And after Gulf War I, the Rothschilds acquired all the oil in Iraq, transferred it through to China, and China set up their own refineries in Iraq that are run by 95% plus by China. And now China is getting the lion's share of the profit, not like Trump says, America, which we should be getting it, even just refining it. Even if we gave a portion back to the Iraqi government.
Well, you have to understand that although the Arabs and Russians are, everybody points at them as controlling the oil trade. The oil trade, just like the trade in gold, just like the control over the central banks of the world, is handled at the very top by the Rothschild family and their closely associated families in the global banking cartel.
Right.
Recently there was an article in multiple sites and magazines that the eight richest billionaires are worth, a couple billion people are worth. the bottom couple billion people.
Well, no,
and of course, they didn't mention any of the global banking cartel.
Change the word to a T word, because the collective Rothschilds, their families, owns $6,800 trillion, not billion dollars. So if you're not a trillionaire.
$500 to $800 trillion.
Yeah, so
then there was a follow-on article that said that the Rothschilds were worth $5 trillion. And the reality
they may control more, though. Here's how things work. They use foundations and other ways of controlling. So although they may have in their bank account $5 trillion, they control $800 trillion. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And nobody even knows what's in their bank accounts. They've never been audited.
Yeah.
They're above the law. And by the way, Trump should be moving to audit the gold in Fort Knox.
Right.
And, I mean, that includes sampling gold bars and making sure they're not gold-plated tungsten bars. That should be done fairly soon. But, you've got to stop the Rothschilds having control of things because they want World War III. They want economic chaos. They want most of us dead, quite frankly.
Yeah.
And this thing in the Middle East, and of course, I've read there are multiple articles I was going to post on my blog until the computer crashed, but depending on the source, you get a little bit different viewpoint. But I certainly hope that Donald Trump is not making his decisions in Syria on the basis of advice by Netanyahu, because Netanyahu has the most extreme government in the history of Israel. And Israel has been known to have extreme governments before.
I think you mentioned this earlier this week, though, that you thought, looking geopolitically, that the Netanyahu government was likely to fall because it's a coalition, and it doesn't have the coalition support.
It may. Putin is being investigated on multiple fronts by the Israeli police. For bribe.
Putin. You're talking about his.
Putin,
Lieberman. Lieberman is his cohort. Right?
No, actually, Netanyahu is being investigated by the Israeli police.
Yeah, you know, I've changed his name too. Like, you know, I could change name like Hillary Clinton is Hildebeest. Netanyahu, I call him Nutsanyahu.
Well, I think he'll get his people killed if he's not very careful, and I've thought that for quite some time.
Well, you remember now, he's a CFR member, and he's. Globalism first, you know. The Israeli citizens are second. People in Israel are stupid.
And you said, not only Israeli military hospitals, but Israeli civilian hospitals are patching up ISIS fighters that are flown in. And, I mean, that's just
beyond. And by the way, you got to understand, a lot of these doctors that are working in these hospitals are dual American Israeli citizens or Russian citizens, is even more. And they're ticked off and upset by the fact that the Israeli government are making deals and pacts and arrangements that are putting Israel in danger, because if they think they're going to control ISIS and ISIL, which, by the way, we supported during the Obama years, and now we're pivoting on them and we're going after them, including with Iran going after ISIS, Turkey going after ISIS, and Russia. So ISIS, your days are numbered. And I guarantee you that he's not going to give advance notice like the idiot Hillary, giving advance notice of what we're going to do next, or Obama having a press conference, say, hey, we're coming for you, dropping leaflets. Do you know he dropped leaflets, Obama did, before he'd actually bomb or do things? Dropping leaflets.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, are you kidding me?
I know. You don't want to kill the people that are really working for you.
For example, they got truck drivers trucking in oil from the ISIS people to sell to the G20 nations. They were dropping, under Obama, leaflets to tell them, by the way, it could be dangerous what you're doing. You may not want to do it today. How about wait till tomorrow or the day after?
How about you blow them to kingdom come, which is what we need to do with ISIS. ISIS has to be destroyed. But ISIS did not create itself. It does not exist in a political vacuum. It was created by the American CIA, by the Israeli Mossad, financed by Qatar and Saudi Arabia, and you know, supported by a number of Muslim extremist groups. It's part of this globalist drive.
Yeah,
towards
a third world war
based on the writings of Albert Pike, the third global war would be a war between the Muslims and the Christians. That's why they flooded Europe with these wonderful characters. and continue to do so.
Yeah, marginal
one
intelligence.
Of the presidents of France.
Marginal intelligence.
Here's another
Middle Eastern value system
story.
By the way, I wanted to say something funny to kind of your talking about ISIS. You know how the Toys R Us, which is, used to be kind of like a big thing in the advertising a few years ago, I think I like to say terrorists are us, and ISIS is us's. How's that? In other words, if you have a tagline, you want to advertise them.
The whole concept of a false flag terrorism is largely an Israeli invention that was picked up by the globalists and expanded on. And it's got to stop.
Now you got to understand that the Israelis are just a trigger finger. For example, during the 9/11 demolition, the best trained troop for dealing with micronukes by Marvin Bush, who was a security officer, was the Israeli Mossad nuclear division that deals with micronukes. That's why the Bali, India explosion. Now, you have to understand that the CIA just cut under Trump, he just cut the ties between the OSI organization, which is a Soros-funded organization for orange revolutions in Europe, and actions in America that are directly correlated with the CIA. So there was direct departmental coordination between the CIA and George Soros' organizations. That's gone now. Trump just cut it off this week. So a lot of the things that
are good people in the CIA and other American intelligence agencies, and there are bad people. We need to separate the two and get rid of the bad, because America's intelligence agencies have to be for America, not for the globalists or foreign countries.
Yeah, I don't think so much the policies are. I think the policies are run by, quote, Israel. Israel's a lackey to the CIA and these intel agencies, and they're just following orders. I think that
At the very highest, your global banking cartel families follow the money, and you'll see where the control is. And these are the people that have to be separated from power. They have to be separated from control of the American news media. I didn't watch it last night, but I understand that Donald Trump really tore up the ABC reporter that was interviewing him. Why, and keep in mind, this is a fairly new phenomenon over the last, a little over 10 years. Why should American news media be concentrated in the hands of six globalist-controlled corporations? That is a new, that's something new. 18 years ago, when I was preparing to start the fourth evening newscast nationwide, there were a lot of players. And now you have six players.
Yeah, but that's going to go away, though, Tim. It's going to go away functionally because they're moving them to a building outside of the White House. They're going to be bloggers.
No,
they're
not.
There's going to be social media.
No, they're not. They decided not to do that. But they have given Alex Jones credentials. He doesn't know if he can afford it. Because he's got to hire somebody to be there, you know, even if it's worth it. But I'm not sure CNN will be there.
I'm sure that eventually they'll do it, though, even if they delayed it. They're going to move them out of that building so they can get more people in there that are kind of social media, town halls by video connection. I think they're going to make it so you don't have to hire somebody and then spend a lot of money to have them parked there like one of the big media six, that you're going to be able to actually just blog in and ask a question to Spicer to say, hey, this is a good question, what do you think? That's going to happen. People like yourself, you need to be able to ask questions. People like Leo Zagami in Italy, people like Jim Fetzer, it needs to be able to ask good questions and then get a reasonable answer.
Well, Putin does some stuff like that. And that's not necessarily bad. What you've had is the Obama, who is a globalist, and his predecessor, George Bush, too,
right.
And Bill Clinton and his predecessor, George Bush, one, were all globalist men. Right. And you had a very compliant news media, and then you had even more compliant once they concentrated six corporations. And one reason that the American public is turning away from mainstream media is not only the technology involved, but is the fact that they lie. And it's pretty apparent that they're a propaganda arm of the globalists, and nothing made that more clear than this last presidential election. Yeah. People looked at it, and if you were a critical thinker, if you have brain matter that actually works, if you really looked at the way the presidential election was covered, the way Hillary was covered, and the way Trump was covered, you could see the bias was overwhelming against Trump.
Yeah, but they
Trump.
Don't need to. They just need to not participate, which is why I got a kick out of the comment that Trump made asking his wife at the presidential ball, do you think I should continue doing Twitter? And, of course, you can tell she's kind of making a bit of a face, thinking, well, I hope you do good Twitter, not bad Twitter. But he said, I'm going to continue doing it. In other words, he wanted to do it right in front of her to make sure that his way of getting around the media was to expand it. And I guarantee you, although they don't do it right away, they are going to move to another outbuilding because it's too crammed in that little space. And the space they have for the reporters to work beside the Oval Office is ridiculous. It's like a ghetto type thing. It's not big enough for them to work. So,
well, they'll move to the French Empire Executive Office Building, which is just it's right next door.
It's
literally,
right beside, yeah. Now, the point is this: what's going to happen is Trump is moving at the speed of light. My question isn't which executive order he's going to sign. I want to know what kind of spandex suit with DT on it, what kind of mask and cape he's going to wear.
Well, you need to keep in mind that if you had a real news media as opposed to a propaganda arm for the enemies of the Trump administration, they would be singing praises for Trump because
he just needs
he
to
is doing what FDR did and probably even more so.
Way more. I don't think there's any comparison.
The only criticism I've had of him was today. You know, with this...
yeah, but I think he can pivot on that.
He hasn't explained it well enough. But well, as you said, if the safe areas are inside the government-controlled areas, that's one thing.
Yeah, I guarantee
but,
if he sits down with Putin...
We don't need to do anything that keeps this war going. This war in Syria has to end. Has
I think,
to end.
And he just
and
talks to Putin.
The people that are funding the ISIS, they've got to be stopped and stopped hard. And the people in the field that are the ISIS fighters need to be annihilated, as in dead, as in blown.
Well, let's be a little more sarcastic about it. We need to arrange. We need to be the secretaries for Allah. We're arranging an appointment to meet him. Yes, we are. Hello. Yes, we are secretaries for Allah. You hear that whizzing sound? That sound is a bomb hitting toward your compound. Have a nice day. Say hello to Allah for me.
Yeah.
Oh, 72 virgins and boys with skin like pearls. Sorry, we ran out of boys. You're only going to get one or two ladies. They're not 72 virgins. Forget it. Sorry, he ran out.
Yeah, they're 80 years old and weigh 500 pounds. Oh, and they like to kick Muslim butt. But anyway.
You're a funny guy.
Grandma on steroids.
Yeah, right. But, cyborg grandma. How's that? In Muslim hell.
If you stand back, and I always tell people, you got to stand back from the trees and look at the forest, and then you even get off the planet and look at the broad sweep of things going down on the planet. And all this Muslim nonsense, this is fairly recent. Yeah, that's one of the advantages of being 66 years old, you know. I can look back and this is all this nonsense. This
Tim,
has sprung up in
Tim,
the last
Tim,
few years.
Tim, if you were to follow the money, remember the author, one of my father's favorite writers was Mickey Spillane, and one of his comments, the one you repeatedly say all the time, although I don't think you give Mickey his dues, follow the money. I guarantee you that the money from the globalist bankers goes to the organizations to maintain the Muslim cabal. Just like when the G20 buy the oil from these maniacs to make sure that, or they collaborate with them to make sure that they don't bomb their compounds so they continue to kidnap people. Follow the money. Guess what? They wouldn't exist without the money train.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
So pleased by this. The only thing that I really don't like Donald Trump about is I don't like facial sprain syndrome. I'm spraining my facial muscles from smiling so hard. When my wife watches me watch the news that night with Hannity or Maria Bartiromo or Judge Pirro or Tucker Carlson, I go, she's looking at me like, Bill, that must hurt. I said, it does, but I love it.
Yeah, like I said, other than my concerns about this safe zone, I think everything he's doing is great.
Don't be concerned. Let me tell you a point that's going to show up tomorrow. It's DACA, which is the Dreamers. And I'm going to put money on it, although I don't gamble. I'm not a gambler. Ever I go to Las Vegas, I do not gamble. My wife will say, here's $20, go waste it on that stupid one-arm bandit machine. I think, oh, okay, I'll spend a half hour there. Well, she's playing roulette. Tomorrow, I guarantee you he's not going to deport the DACA people, the Dreamers. I guarantee he's going to deport the criminals either to their home country, to a prison. That's all that's going to happen. I guarantee it. Put money on it. He's closing the border. He's going to deal with the DACA and the people that are decent citizens that are not, they're law-abiding. They're here legally. He's going to fold them into the culture. Okay?
If you're here illegally, you need to be taken under guard and kicked out of the country.
Not going to happen.
The revolving door that we've had. Stop, Tim.
That's not going to happen. I'll tell you why it's not going to happen for three reasons. The first reason is culturally, these people are actually integrated into our culture. A lot of their kids are going to our universities. They're involved with jobs, they're paying taxes, etc. And they do a lot of jobs that a lot of Americans won't do. Number two, culturally, he's trying to fold in the Democrats and the other people to try to accuse him of being cruel to people who want to be Americans. And most of these people are so Americanized in their kids, they're Americans, okay? That's firstly. Now, closing the door, which wasn't done adequately by even Ronald Reagan, is happening. And in the next few months, already they're deporting it, but that's not going to happen. I'll put money on it that the people that are going to go is 1 to 2 million felons that have done any kind of felonious crime. They're going. And they're going real fast. But I guarantee you, the DACA people and the people here that are good citizens, like everybody, including Paul Ryan, by the way. Paul Ryan is on side with, he's already made public statements that the DACA kids aren't going. To a mother right there in an open forum. So you have to understand that Trump knows how to pivot. He's not a Democrat. He's not a Republican. He's neither. And he's very pragmatic. He also knows he wants to be reelected for the second term. And this, along with Obamacare, is a major issue. If you don't deport the DACA people, if you actually deport the criminals so it's safe to be on the streets, if you actually give citizenship to people so they can pay full taxes, etc., and come out of the shadows and buy health care, etc., you have done a good thing for America. And we can easily absorb the people that are here, the DACA kids, which is like 700,000, and their parents.
What do you mean by DACA?
The Dreamers. That's a DACA. No, they were brought here by their parents. Some of them were born here. They're American by rule. And that rule, by the way, applies right back to the 1860s or whatever, when we set up the Anchor Kid constitutional amendment. So I guarantee you, although you're saying they want to stick to the law and so on, no, he's going to pivot on this. And I guarantee you his pivot is going to work because he's going to get rid of the criminals, which means places like Chicago where all these guys are walking around with a gun. They got gun control laws. All they have to do is just enforce them. And all the people that have illegal guns, they say, do you have a gun? They go in and just snatch and grab them on the street. Show they have a gun. Boom, they're gone. They're out of here. So when Trump does this, everybody that's a Democrat that voted for Hillary say, oh, my God, the DACA kids are here. The criminals are gone. I can walk to school.
Here's the case. The guy that raped a 12-year-old girl on a bus. He'd been kicked out of the country 19 times.
Yeah, but there's 80,000+ in the last 2 years alone
like
that Obama...
We need to put him busting rocks for a few years.
How come Obama's not in prison over releasing these criminals on the streets? Why?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
Did you know 40% of all cancer could be prevented? That's a fact. Along with maintaining appropriate body weight and regular exercise, the American Institute for Cancer Research and the USDA confirm that eating 9 to 11 servings of fruits and vegetables every day is the key. Now ask yourself, am I at risk? How many servings of fruits and vegetables did I eat today? Balance of Nature has solved this problem and provides an easy and affordable way to consume over 10 servings of 31 different whole fruits and vegetables every day.
Here's microbiologist Dr. Tim O'Neill talking about Balance of Nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease.
I don't take any supplementation,
but I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
I'm a big supporter of the product. 2 winters ago, I had, between November and March, I had 5 head colds, and each time it was like a 2-week ordeal. Last winter, with your product, I didn't have a single one.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life, but I should have ordered it like 15 years ago.
Tim, you have another story we were going to post up, but I guess because your computer crashed.
Yeah, I blow Pope Francis a lot of grief. I think his theology is often very wrong, and I think he's pretty much a fraud. But there's an interesting story. There is, besides the Vatican City-State inside of Rome, there's another little sovereignty that's even smaller than the Vatican City-State. It exchanges ambassadors with 108 countries. It's the headquarters of the Sovereign Military Order of the Knights of Malta, of Rhodes, and Jerusalem, commonly called the Knights of Malta. Now, the head of it is elected for life, but usually after a number of years he retires. He has the rank of a cardinal, but he's not really a cardinal. And also, he's considered to be a prince of the Holy Roman Empire. So he is styled, and nobody else is styled this way on earth, His Eminent Highness. A cardinal is called Your Eminence, and a prince of the Holy Roman Empire is called Your Serene Highness. So he's called Your Eminent Highness. And they've got fancy red uniforms and all this. They're a charity organization, and they provide ambulance services in a great many countries. They have their own passports, their own stamps, and like I said, over 100 countries accredit ambassadors to them.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a kind of a tidbit of history. When I was in Rome, I wanted to go there, and I didn't. There's this famous door to the their garden, and there's a big keyhole, and through which you can see three countries. The country, the headquarters you're standing on, Rome itself right outside on the street, and in the distance, the Vatican, which is its own little country. Now, the head of it has resigned and is being replaced by the Pope with a temporary administrator.
Does he have that authority? Because you wonder if he's overstepping. Is he overstepping his authority to do that, or is this normal?
Well, they got in a big argument. He fired the number two guy recently, and the number two guy was appealing to the Pope. But before the commission could even decide it, Pope Francis intervened. The number two guy had evidently supported, as part of many of their charity organizations, the distribution of prophylactics to avoid AIDS. And the head guy said, no, that's against church policy. And the Pope intervened and said, no, we need to take care of people. I have to agree with that. I think the church's position on birth control is ludicrous. I think they're right on in terms of being against abortion, but
the idea of preventing women from controlling when they have a child or not is stupid. I mean, I said before, women have the right to be sterile, really, whether you're using a condom or prophylactic, a female or male prophylactic, or you're using a valve to turn it off or whatever. You don't want to use drugs or an IUD, which is an abortifacient. You don't want to use a drug, which is abortifacient, but the idea of preventing pregnancy in the first place, that's just smart.
Well, and particularly if you can't afford the children, which in many third world countries, you know, if you're talking about 10 or 12 kids.
You don't want one on top of the other either. You know, you want to space them apart so they have a reasonable time for you to actually take care of the child for a few years before you have the next child.
If you study the rhythm method, which the Catholic Church used to push, it really is stupid. It's without going into detail. But anyway, that's the one exception that I have to give Pope Francis.
But you know what? That's inconsistent because he's given dispensation to say it's okay to abort a child that's got no cortex because they got a reptilian brain because they have Zika virus that's neurotropic. But on the other hand, he won't allow prophylactics. That's stupid. It's like, are you kidding?
Well, no, he's cited on the prophylactic thing here without really changing the church policy.
If the Knights of Malta are giving prophylactics for protecting against AIDS, it's also going to protect against pregnancy, and that should be okay. I mean, what's wrong with these people? Are they in the 21st century?
I agree. Well, you know, my criteria, the first way I judge a pope, has he ended male celibacy among the priests. Until you do that and have married priests, you're going. You know, right now, 60% of the Catholic priests are gay, and most of those aren't pedophiles. But you have a much higher percentage of pedophilia among gay people than you do among straight people. That's a fact, Jack. You may not like it. You may not think it's politically correct, but it's a fact. And I don't believe that Jesus Christ intended for 60% of his priests to be gay. And he hasn't moved on that front at all.
Well, it says very clearly that the pastor had to be a husband of one wife. It says it very clearly in the book of Acts.
St. Paul says that. It's in the Bible.
Yeah, it's excuse me, Pope, did you read the Bible? Oh, you decided to skip that scripture, eh?
Yeah, I know. Now, there's a lot of things going on that the Trump administration is doing. Oh, by the way, I have to tell you, one of the leading candidates, a conservative candidate, but certainly not Marine Le Pen, for president of France, has said that France and Germany should band together in an anti-Trump alliance, anti-American, anti-Trump alliance. And this goes right to the heart of the globalist control.
That's not going to happen.
Of the political establishment in France, in Germany, in many European countries. Not all, by any means. Certainly Hungary has been kind of leading the way, and they actually banned all organizations connected to George Soros, who was originally a Hungarian.
Leo Zagami was on the second half of Hour One today, and he said very clearly that the opponent of Marie Le Pen has got a scandal now, and they're finished politically. So Le Pen's going to come in, get out of NATO, get out of the United, out of the NATO, and out of the European Union. It's basically their career of the opponent of Le Pen is finished.
As long as they can prevent too much ballot stuffing by the opposition.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Also, Trump was basically told by Brussels.
He had an absolute massive landslide.
Right,
and the numbers that we're being told are reflective of ballot stuffing by the Hillary people, not the reality. The reality is he probably got several million more votes than he was credited with. In fact, if you look at a map of counties across all 50 states, and in Louisiana they're called parishes, but if you look at a map of the counties, he carried, it was all about 90% of the counties. It was only the really big cities where they had so much corruption and they could get in and play with the codes on the voting machines. And there were, there were people that voted five times. If you look at the what happened in many of these large cities like Detroit and all, it was incredibly corrupt.
Despite that, it wasn't enough.
It's for voting graveyards multiple times.
Well, it's very hard to vote when you're dead in 1948, but you're still voting for the 10th time or something.
Or 1848 or whatever.
Yeah, ridiculous.
In Chicago, they live a long time. They get to vote decades after they're dead, and multiple times too. But one of the things that Trump has just signed is an executive order to look into this entire voting fraud that happened.
Yeah, he just did that, didn't he?
Yes, and that's a very positive thing. I think, quite frankly, we've got to outlaw computer voting. I think
it'll happen. I think that you're going to see that happen. I think what you'll see is a revision of the voting system, so legal voters who can vote. You won't be able to vote in multiple states. You won't have voter rolls where 1.8 million are dead and still in the voter rolls. You're going to see the voter rolls make sure that people aren't motor voting, like in California, where the governor and Obama actually recommended people to go to the voting booth that they would be protected, even though they're illegal. I don't know why Governor Brown and Obama weren't arrested over that, because it's encouraging a felony, which is to vote when you're not an American.
I suspect Obama will is looking at a nightmare scenario, because if they really do dig into the whole birther issue, he may be facing some of the most serious felony charges.
Well, Jason Chaffetz, I saw him this morning. Talking about Hillary, and the investigation by no means has stopped. And I'm certain that the investigation of the abominator, I talked 2 weeks ago to an Intel agent who actually called me about another issue, medical, about a relative of his. And he told me very clearly that they did the work for the CIA, and they pulled apart the phony photographs or digital photographs of his birth certificate. And Obama's complete phony. And what we are going to find out is that this man is a complete production by the globalists. Literally started the manufacturing process with Zbigniew Brzezinski, who even recommended his name. Remember, Beryl Satoru is his name. He was a kid who went to a madrasa in Malaysia. He's not an American. He applied to Occidental University. He has a Connecticut...
As a foreign national.
Yeah, he has a Connecticut Social Security number. We never lived there. That was previously owned by somebody who was dead. So this man is a complete fabrication. When all of this starts to come out, remember, I call it the alt-delete effect. After about 6 months of executive orders and actions in Congress and reconciliation to get rid of Obamacare, etc., all of the so-called legacy of Obama is going to be gone, including the Paris Accord and climate and all the other foolishness he's done, including the collaboration between the CIA and the OSI organization from George Soros, because the Orange Revolution in Ukraine was an action of the CIA collaborating with George Soros, which is why... George Soros is persona non grata. He's actually got a warrant for his arrest to literally be arrested and shot on sight if he shows up in Russia. He also is illegally not going to travel to Britain.
Well, then we should pick him up and ship him to Russia. Let the Russians deal with him.
Well, my question is, why is he allowed to breathe our oxygen in upstate New York? Why is George Soros not already arrested? I don't give a damn how rich he is. This man needs to be arrested. And his son. So, you know, we need to stop this foolishness. If we grab the small, teeny, tiny clique that are pulling off this crap, game's over. It's over. It's over so quick, it's amazing.
Well,
Same with the media.
And the so-called Pizzagate has got to be exposed, first for moral reasons, secondly because it will really empower the cleaning out of this rat's nest, the draining of the swamp. Because I want to tell you, you know, it's one thing to be a thief, okay? And politicians, there's a rumor that a few of them may be crooked. But it's one thing to be a thief. That was an understatement, by the way. It's one thing to be a thief, but to molest children and do so as part of a Luciferian demonic ritual. Some of these kids were actually murdered.
Tim, that's
beyond the pale.
Tim, why do you think they don't want to open that can of worms up? And there's several, some of them kind of twisted reasons why. Why do you think they don't want to open that can? This is various different groups of population.
One of the leads to Obama, not just Clinton.
I'm not going to just talk about the globalists and the leaders and the corrupt, the district or criminals, D.C. The part of the problem is that what they call the milk and cookie Christians, the average citizen that doesn't believe this could ever happen in their country, they think it's like a made-for-TV B-movie that this kind of weirdness happens on TV or on a big screen. It can't happen in my country or down the road. And the problem is, you see, in their own park, for example, in their city, they can't believe that kids just disappear and that things like this happen. And the reason is they get assaulted and think, well, if you believe that, you must be a conspiracy theorist. Now, this is a slur against people that ask good questions, provide video and audio evidence, or even publish papers like Agenda 2030. When people say, I don't believe that, Dr. Deagle, you're full of it. I'm thinking, you know what? You're an idiot. And if I hit you with a 2x4 on the side of your head, you'd feel it. But this idea hits the side of your head and you don't know it. The fact is, you can read it yourself. You can investigate it yourself. I don't try to change people's minds. I try to change their perspective. I want them to ask the questions, so whatever part of the truth they manage to ask the question about, they can realize is true, and then it's their responsibility to act. Obama is, as I said before, and Hillary Clinton and George Soros are the pimple on the abscess of the body politic. They're the symptom. They're not the cause. The cause is us. The cause is citizens who think it's okay to abuse Dr. Deagle because I don't like him. He thinks he knows too much, man. Who's that guy? How does he think he knows all this stuff? Because I care about you out there, even if you're spitting at me and hate my guts. I care about you because I got my big boy pants on and I'm a Christian and I want you not to go to hell, literally, or physically and financially suffer. And the reason why I'm doing this at 65 years of age in 2 weeks is because I know my days, weeks, and months, and I have to stand before the Lord and say, and he has to say to me, well done, good and faithful servant, come to me, my son. I'm going to be ready to stand before my maker and say, you know, as they say, when you go to heaven, you don't get a ticket to heaven, you have a group ticket. If you don't bring someone with you, you don't get there. How's that?
Yep.
You don't bring somebody with you to heaven,
going. That's what I try to do with being on the air. I think I've been on the air with you 6 or 7 years.
Yeah.
This latest blog I've had, it's been about 10 years. And I don't make any money. I mean, you know, it's not a matter of profit, and it's a matter of sticking my head out. I'm sure the various agencies have a long file and list on me and so forth.
At some point, they might even try to call you or get rid of you. But to be honest with you, Tim, listen to this, which is weird. If you didn't exist, they'd have to make a fake version of you and me to actually fill the void.
Well, we're doing what we're supposed to be doing, I think, what we're called to be doing. And I try to wake people up, try to get them to think. The knowledge is out there. This internet and the globalists were shocked by it. It snuck up on them. It was
very much
like
Why do you think that the population voted? The average Rust Belt people white people, Hispanic people, black people in the Rust Belt and these other states, they were smart enough to say, hey, you know what? I believe people like Deagle and Tim Alexander and Alex and everybody else at least says some of the truth. Or I've researched myself and I think they're not nuts. And maybe this really is going on. And then they can see the evidence in their own city when they say it's dangerous to walk around Chicago or other cities. And then Obama's leaving it on purpose and Hillary's going to bring in more unvetted people. They need to realize the people at the top, they're on, in this progressive globalist organization, they're devils. You know, Obama's not just a funny guy with a personality. He's a monster. Okay? And so is Hillary. Absolutely. I call him Hildebeest. And Obama's name is
the... When I was a kid, we didn't lock our side door.
Right. Well, Obama's name is...
Two, 3 mornings a week, let himself in about 5 a.m.
Right.
Meter reader came once a month, knocked on the door. Meter reader walked in, read the meter. You wouldn't make it through one morning trying that today.
Yeah, the milkman coming into your house putting the milk in your fridge, right? Remember that?
Yeah, he'd be in. About the fourth or fifth house, he'd be in.
Yeah.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
Come back in.
And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
Tim, we were talking about people with abnormal brains. Literally, I can untie any Gordian knot. I don't care what the area is. And I'm telling people in this show, and I get very few people willing to challenge me. And they say, well, you must be so smart. You can figure it all out. No. 10% of the time, I know the answer. 90%, God inspires me literally while I'm presented with a problem. You mentioned people in prison. 36 years ago, I met with Alex Schultz at the Biosocial Research Institute in Tacoma, Washington, doing work on the biochemical substrate of why people have abnormal brains. Now, the area called the rage control nucleus in the amygdala actually is a driver of the reptilian parts of the brain that cause violent behavior. My son, Matthew, reviewed in the last month or so several different gene SNPs that if you actually know what those genes are, they dramatically increase the chances of violent behavior. For example, the mitochondrial enzyme monoamine oxidase 1 and the packaging genes for regulating serotonin. I know that if you do deep brain studies, you can see abnormal activity in the amygdala. You could literally do various things to alter that area with stereotactic micro implants or even transcranial therapy that we can use nutraceuticals to pull the heavy metals like manganese that are elevated in people that have rage control problems. Everybody that is a violent criminal doesn't just have bad behavior. They have an abnormal brain. Now, the same way whether somebody has cancer or diabetes, brain behavior. Now, if you didn't call it a brain, but we call it a liver, but it happens to be inside the calvarium of your skull, maybe people would say, oh, well, you can just treat that liver. No problem, Deagle. You can figure out what's going on. Guess what? I can tell you the imaging studies to do now, the organic acids, the metabolites, and the specific gene SNPs to actually do what I call genetic vetting. We don't want just historical vetting of these people coming in from Syria. I want genetic vetting because there's a ton of inbreeding. Did you know that in Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and the Arab Emirates, there's six times as much as the average in Europe or America of gene disorders because they're so damned inbred? So they got a lot of kids with weird behaved brains and weird genetic disorders because it's a damn inbred. They're measuring their first cousin, second cousin, third cousin. So
and I grew up in the laundry and dry cleaning business, and many years ago, for a while, I was the head of a large hospital laundry. And one of the people, ladies working for me, she was kind of from the hills of Appalachia.
Oh.
And she had webbed fingers and webbed feet. Webbed toes, webbed fingers. And that came from breeding with your cousins.
Right.
Over many generations in a, you know, a small kind of isolated area.
Right.
And it was kind of very strange to see that. I remember a Mexican guy waited on me in a Mexican restaurant one time.
You can actually end up with occasionally a super intelligent albino person with an IQ over 200, or most of the time you're going to end up with mentally retarded people with lots of genetic defects. So if they have two copies of really good genes, they can be like super geniuses, and they look, they got eyes, they look like a white rabbit. I call white rabbit syndrome or something. Smart white rabbits, but they're rare and they're extremely
You
rare.
Should not. Well, you know the von Habsburgs. Literally, one of the emperors had a short tail from inbreeding.
Right. Yeah, but they also had a inferior jaw. So they had trouble with obstructive apnea and difficulty chewing and even.
Well, that's
eating.
Why they lost the kingdom of Spain to the Bourbon family because they were just too inbred. They literally were functional. The physical, mental.
Weird. That's what they call a side effect of Satanism. It'll get ya genetically.
Folks, get right with God. God is the end.
Thank you. And if you get your computer resurrected and Google Chrome, we'll do some video.
Yeah.
I'm glad it's not a cat problem, though.
Today's a frustrating day.
Take care.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.